This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us right here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, Daryl, you're going to tell us about the First Step Act, which is some sort of a reduction in mandatory minimums? Is that the proposal?
That's at least what's being touted, and there's...
At the federal level.
At the federal level, and there's some allegations being thrown around by some senators about what it would do or what it might not do, and the Washington Post, they decided to run it through their fact checker.
And give us their interpretation of what it will do or not do.
Well, no, they're basically... saying, here's what's being said, here's what the legislation would do. These people are either telling the truth or telling lies.
Okay, so we can get into that. Plus, there's the latest on marijuana sales in the Northeast now, because Massachusetts is the first state east of the Mississippi to implement recreational cannabis sales.
Yes.
We went down there last week to check it out in person.
Yeah, still waiting on Maine to actually roll out their legal sales.
Yeah, as I understand it, things the bureaucrats there are dragging their feet, so I'm not sure when that's going to happen. Maybe
this is my surprise face.
Yeah, maybe sometime next year if they're lucky, but in the meanwhile, we'll tell you about that. Plus, international headlines that I've held on to for a couple of days here between Ukraine and Russia. From the Voice of America, this week, Ukraine's parliament approved President Petro Poroshenko's call to impose martial law in parts of Ukraine, bordering Russia in the Black Sea on Monday, day after Moscow attacked and seized three Ukrainian ships and their crews in waters off Crimea. It's the first time the government has taken such measures since the crisis between Moscow and Kyiv began in 2014.
Should be pointed out that Russia says that Crimea is their territory. There was that vote a couple of years ago where the Crimean people ostensibly voted to secede from Ukraine, and then there was another vote to join Russia.
Really?
So Russia's defense here is, hey, guys, you were in our waters without our permission.
Well,
whereas the Ukrainians,
they still believe they own
still it. Claim that they own Crimea, and so they think that they were in their waters, and really, you know, one of those up to interpretation things, and Voice of America being a basically a propaganda wing of the U.S.
government,
they're going to go with the anti-Russia spin.
Declaring martial law will limit rights and freedoms. Well, I wonder how RT is spinning this one. I didn't even think to look there. That's Russia Today, the Russian government-funded news organization. Declaring martial law will limit rights and freedoms enumerated in 12 articles of the country's constitution. And there's really no way to put a positive spin on that.
Right.
That's just martial law, and it sucks. Poroshenko said Monday that martial law will help, quote, strengthen Ukraine's defense capabilities amid increasing aggression and, according to international law, a cold act of aggression by the Russian Federation, adding that that Ukraine intends to, quote, keep adhering to all international obligations. The measure calls for 30 days of martial law, an apparent concession to opponents, which would allow for elections to be called as scheduled in December. Ukraine is due to hold a presidential election March 31st of 2019. Earlier Monday, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations condemned Russia on Monday for its, quote, outrageous violation of sovereign Ukrainian territory. So it sounds like the United States government isn't respecting the vote of the Crimean people.
Right. RT, by the way, they're reporting. I've not found a report on, you know, the vote to impose some kind of martial law.
Oh, just on the shooting or the capturing
the of the capture of the boat. Also, interesting that Voice of America doesn't mention the declaration of war that was voted on by the Ukrainian parliament, that nobody really knows what exactly that's going to mean, because...
Was that also this week? Yeah. War? Okay.
There's no way that the Ukrainian military is going to be able to launch a ground invasion against Russia. But RT, just on the capture of the boats, says Russian Federal Security Services, the FSB, say three Ukrainian Navy vessels violated its border on Sunday morning and are heading for Kerch Strait that lies between Crimea and mainland Russia. And then they go in to talk about the time, and then they've got a quote from some Russian naval person who says that there's photos that they will make available showing the Ukrainian vessels being escorted by larger Russian patrol ships.
Haley told the council she had spoken with both President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo before addressing the council, and her statement reflects concerns at the highest level of the U.S. government. She said, quote, this is no way for a law-abiding civilized nation to act. Impeding Ukraine's lawful transit through the Kerch Strait is a violation under international law, is an arrogant act that the international community must condemn and will never accept. Russia, according to the report here, fired on two Ukrainian naval ships and rammed a third vessel Sunday in the Black Sea, seizing the ships and then accusing them of illegally entering its territorial waters. And so as a result, Ukraine's parliament is considering the call for martial law, and I guess it was imposed here. According to another story, this is the BBC reporting on this one, Ukraine will not allow Russian men aged 16 to 60 into the country following the imposition of martial law, where they say an exception could be made for a humanitarian case, but such as those traveling to a funeral, but Russia says they're not planning a retaliatory measure. Martial law has been imposed in 10 Ukrainian regions until the 26th of December. So again, this is, probably a pretty scary situation for the folks over there in Ukraine and Russia, given that tensions were already relatively high, and now you've got actual capturing of ships going on. I don't know if that's going to lead to more open violence between the two, but certainly...
it would not surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really know which of these two sides is the worst bad guy. The Ukrainian government or the Russian government? Joining us now, Chris Wade from Think Penguin. Hey, Chris.
Hey. Yeah. I have to wonder. So I missed part of this, but Ukraine was in basically Ukraine, and Russia has claimed sovereignty now over part because of Crimea, because they weren't claiming it before.
So apparently, according to...
Back in 2014, the people of Crimea voted to secede from Ukraine.
Oh.
And then a few days later voted to join the Russian Federation.
Okay.
Ukraine does not recognize that vote as valid.
Right.
Just like in Spain with
Catalonia. Russia recognized it and they're...
Of course Russia recognizes it.
Oh, wow. So they're claiming territorial orders then.
Correct.
Right.
Oh,
because
wow. So Russia's saying this is our strait.
Crimea
votes out.
Said, we don't want to be part of Ukraine. We want to be part of Russia. Of course Russia is going to wind up recognizing that their territory grew.
Yep. Yeah. More tax dollars. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So that's what's going on. You've got martial law going on in Ukraine. You've got potential kind of warmongering sounding things coming out of both countries. And, of course, all the people of these countries will be in worse off shape as a result of these conflicts. Because whenever countries go to war, everybody loses. I know there was this mythology for some time here, and it probably still is prevalent, the idea that when the country's at war, then that helps the economy, because then you're making all kinds of things. There's companies manufacturing bombs
right.
And, all this stuff. Oh, and we got to rebuild this destroyed factory that got bombed out or whatever. That's good for the economy. But that's the broken window fallacy,
right.
As it's called. Can you explain the broken window fallacy?
Yeah, so the broken window fallacy is basically an explanation about, well, if you break a window, then you have to get a new one, which means that the glacier or glazier, however it's pronounced.
The glass guy.
The glass guy winds up getting work. The framer that makes frames for the glass, he gets work. And then, they wind up spending money, blah, 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 blah. Well, if the window didn't break, what else could you have done? Maybe you would have bought a new car, new stove, you know,
or whatever else you needed to be more productive.
Just bought food.
So we got more coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Coming up, the first, what was it called? First Step Act. We'll tell you what that's all about coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Join us on the radio on Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts. So visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Starting out with a little bit of international news, then coming up we'll get to the First Step Act, which could be a little bit of a sentencing reform act if it ends up being passed. But Daryl, you've got an analysis of exactly what it's supposed to do, because apparently there's a lot of misinformation going on around about this. And by the way, with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So I want to make sure that you know about Blink. Blink Home Security, we've got it here at the studio. Mark's got it at his house, and it's a very nice wireless system that will allow you to spot naughty things, perhaps before they get worse. And Blink will let you know when something's moving in front of the Blink system. It'll send you an update to your smart device. And these are wireless cameras, so it's super easy to get it set up. Just go to blinkprotect.com/holiday, and you'll get a special holiday offer from Blink, where I believe it's up to 40% off right now. I think that there's a limited time on this. Let's see, I think it is until the 22nd. Yeah, so
that might not start until Monday.
Oh, really? Okay. Says here on the 29th, but I guess maybe that's just the date it was printed out. But anyway, it may
the email that I got today said don't read that copy until Monday.
Okay, I apologize about that. So,
which is why I set it off to the side instead of the folder.
Well, anyway, but still, the URL is still the same, so it's blinkprotect.com/holiday. They may be giving you a better deal on Monday on that, I guess. So, let's see here. The BBC reporting that men aged 16 to 60 are not going to be allowed into Ukraine if they're from Russia. And this is part of the month-long crackdown, basically, on freedom. You know, they call it martial law. So yes. You don't have the same freedoms that you normally do. They basically suspend the Constitution.
And interestingly, they say it's only going to apply this martial law stuff in 10 of the 25 provinces. Basically,
the border provinces, I think.
And those provinces, also interestingly enough, around the time that Crimea voted to secede, there were separatist republics that sprung up in the eastern part of Ukraine.
Meaning they also want to secede?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
Hmm. So they're basically, if it's the eastern part of the Ukraine, then looking at a map here, that's the side that borders Russia.
Yeah.
So essentially the bordering sections of Ukraine where the separatists might be most likely to be located are also the same ones that are under martial law.
Right.
So that's what's going on there. According to the BBC, the restrictions were announced after President Petro Poroshenko met the country's top security officials, including border guards in Kyiv. The president tweeted that the ban was designed to prevent the formation of, quote, private armies in Ukraine. He was referring to Russian-backed separatists who formed units in 2014 to fight Ukrainian government forces in eastern Ukraine. Poroshenko also said registration criteria would be tightened for Russian citizens in the regions under martial law. So get ready to show them your papers. Mr. Poroshenko warned there was a threat of, quote, full-scale war with Russia. He said further, the number of Russian tanks at bases located along our border has grown 3 times. 5 of the 10 regions border Russia, while 2 are adjacent to Moldova's breakaway Transdniester region, where Russian troops are also stationed, and the other 3 regions border the Black Sea, and the Sea of Azov, which are close to Crimea. BBC's Jonah Fisher in Kyiv says the ban could have a devastating impact on cross-border travel as the holiday period approaches, and of course, many Russians have relatives living in Ukraine. Reacting to the Ukrainian ban, Russian Foreign Ministry spokes bureaucrat Maria Zakharova said Moscow was not planning mirror measures, as she said this could result in full madness. So apparently, if you're in Crimea, in Ukraine, you might be able to get into Russia if you're allowed to leave Ukraine. But again, you're
not
under
come back.
Martial law. Well, again, you know, it's hard to say which one of these governments is worse.
Right.
All governments are bad, and so it really gets difficult to try to figure out which
right,
government.
Do you want to be shot in the shoulder or the kneecap?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want to be shot at all, but you have to choose one. Which is the least bad, shoulder or kneecap?
Russia earlier said the 30-day martial law had been declared in Ukraine in order to potentially suspend their presidential elections. So the Russian government suggesting that the president of Ukraine, this was all a trick on his part to this longer.
Interesting. Yeah.
Said President Poroshenko, whose approval ratings have plummeted, would be the main beneficiary of this situation. And further, Ukraine's SBU State Security Service has searched the property of a senior Russian-backed Orthodox priest in a village about 50 kilometers from Kyiv. The SBU said Metropolitan Pavel was suspected of inciting religious hostility. He's the father superior of Kyiv Perchek Lavra Monastery, one of the most revered sites in Orthodox Christianity, and he told journalists he was a resident at the monastery, not in Voronkiv. He admitted criticizing the leader of the Kyiv Patriarchate, but denied fomenting religious hostility. So there's all kinds of things going on over there. Stricter checks are now expected at the border crossings. Although the ban applies to all points of entry into Ukraine, the main focus is likely to be on the nearly 2,000-kilometer or 1,243-mile Russian-Ukrainian land border. Soon after the conflict began in 2014, Ukraine started building a wall, a system of fortifications along the border. However, the project is still unfinished due to a lack of funds. Maybe that would be similar to what might happen here in the United States if they actually started to build some sort of a wall along the southern border. And, in fact, there was a news story recently that I think it was 6 miles of a wall apparently was ordered to be built at a absolutely ridiculous cost. I think it was like $40 million or something like that. I apologize. I actually closed the story out, but it was...
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. So to further complicate the matter, hundreds of kilometers of Ukraine's border are de facto controlled by Russia and pro-Russian separatists to the east. Meanwhile, checkpoints have been set up between Ukraine and Russia, annexed Crimea in the south, and also on the line of separation between Ukraine and the two self-proclaimed rebel republics in the east. And before Friday's ban, Ukraine had already put restrictions on Russian nationals wanting to visit Ukraine. A number of them have been deported for failing to explain the purpose of their visit. Russian nationals, as well as other foreigners, are routinely denied entry into Ukraine if they visited Crimea or the self-proclaimed republics, not via Ukrainian-controlled points of entry. Kyiv has also stopped direct flights between Ukraine and Russia. And at least 3 of the 24 Ukrainians were injured when Russian Coast Guard and Special Forces attacked their vessels last Sunday. A court in Crimea later ordered the Ukrainians to be detained for 60 days, despite an international outcry. U.S. President Donald Trump canceled a planned meeting at the G20 summit in Argentina with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin over this issue. So there you go. That's the news from the international front, where it's possible war is developing between Ukraine and Russia, with Russia capturing 3 of their Navy vessels. And apparently they're not giving them back. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll focus on sentencing reform here in the United States coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News.
A 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit Anchorage, Alaska today, leaving a lot of damage in its path. Steve Strait is the CEO and owner of KEDI, which is a USA Radio News affiliate. He shares what happened when he was on the air.
The studios just began shaking uncontrollably. Fortunately, I was in a chair. Much of the equipment fell on the just fell off shelves and walls, even though it's secured for earthquakes. And there was the initial earthquake went on for about a minute to where you could barely stand up, the building shaking violently. Stepped outside, there were flashes. It was still dark at that time. Snow on the ground, flashes of light in the darkness of transformers popping off.
The Dow finished the week up 200 points to close at 25,538. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in here and bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733, whether it's international news. With Russia and Ukraine possibly gearing up for war, there's martial law been declared in Ukraine in a good chunk of the country there. You can weigh in on whatever you want, and yes, it can happen here. Don't think for a moment that, oh, well, this is just happening in Ukraine, so why do we care? Why should we, you know, pay attention to this sort of thing? Well, again, it can happen here in the same way that they rounded up people in the United States during World War II and put them into camps. You know, that happened here, and it could happen again. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And I do want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. They are delighted to announce their partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. Lots of the world's leading brands are on their roster, including Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, Domino's, Applebee's, and hundreds more. Go to giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card that you want. And follow the instructions on the screen to make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. It's giftcards.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Daryl, back to the United States, where there's apparently some confusion over the First Step Act.
Yes.
Proposed legislation that could lead to some tiny bit of sentencing reform.
Yeah, and the confusion here seems to actually be coming from people that should know better. Senators.
All right.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, in an op-ed published in USA Today criticizing the First Step Act, wrote, astonishingly, the bill goes soft on some of the worst crimes, trafficking heroin and fentanyl by allowing most traffickers to spend up to a third of their sentence at home, where many of them will no doubt return to dealing drugs. 11 days later, in a op-ed published in National Review, he wrote, "Let there be no doubt, if the bill is passed, thousands of federal offenders, including violent felons and sex offenders, will be released earlier than they would under current law."
Except that might not be the case.
The Washington Post says it's rare to see a broad mix of Democrats, Republicans, centrists, libertarians, the American Civil Liberties Union, and President Donald Trump all on the same page.
But and they're in favor of this?
That's
reform?
The case with the First Step Act, an ambitious sentencing reform bill 5 years in the making. Cotton has long been the standard bearer for the opposition. The conservative lawmaker says the 103-page bill will slash sentences for thousands of prisoners, many of them heroin and fentanyl traffickers or sex offenders.
I thought there were only 800 people that were affected by the federal government's...
You're saying there's only 800 people in federal prison?
It might have been 2,000 left. Yeah, no, I thought somewhere in this article it said there was like 2,000 people left that were not pardoned already by Obama and or died.
I don't know what that means.
There's no, there are more than 2,000 people in
one wing
federal
of a,
prison.
Yeah, probably like, no. But doesn't this specifically affect the law that it's specifically targeting a specific law that enhanced sentences, right?
Let me just continue reading. Okay. Trump and his unlikely band of allies are calling on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to hold a vote by the end of the year. The House already passed a version of the bill in May, voting 360-59.
Okay.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, a Republican, wrote in the Washington Post op-ed published on Thursday, "This bill is the best chance I've seen in decades to help bring to fix the federal prison system in meaningful ways that will reduce crime, lower prison populations, decrease costs, and cut the rate of recidivism." He adds, "Most important, it will help improve the lives of all Americans by giving some who are struggling with drug addiction, poverty, or a lack of education the opportunity to become honest, upstanding citizens." Harvard Law School graduate Cotton makes precise points in USA Today and National Review criticizing the bill, but he gives short shrift to safeguards in the legislation. So let's take a look. What are the facts? Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is sponsoring the First Step Act, along with a bipartisan group of 31 senators. They link over to the full text of the bill, and I will post this in the Twitter and the Mastodon.
Yep.
And they also link over to an 8-page summary, and then a summary of the summary, along with an analysis by the U.S. Sentencing Commission of how many thousands of prisoners will be affected. Sponsors are still considering changes to accommodate critics, according to Politico. In its current form, the bill will reduce mandatory minimum sentences for drug crimes and violent offenses, create more programs for prisoners designed to reduce the likelihood of recidivism, award time credits towards early release to prisoners in those programs, and implement a data-driven system to determine which prisoners are low risk and safe to parole or release to a halfway house.
So this is going to affect some of the people who are in prison today.
Maybe they're including us at the state level.
I don't know, because everything that I've read, and I'm curious, what the Washington Post winds up saying here, but everything that I have read is that this bill would not apply to anyone sentenced before January 1st of 2019.
Okay.
Huh?
Well, it didn't sound like that was the case based on what you just read. It talked about credits being given to people who are currently there, right? Or did I misinterpret what you said?
It doesn't talk about people currently incarcerated. It's saying it will award credits.
So it's not clear as to whom those credits will be awarded.
Right, and like I said, as I understand it, it does not apply to anybody currently incarcerated, and I'm curious, getting down through this article, if that's also, and again, it could have been changed.
It could have been.
And
because that wouldn't be particularly sweeping, right? Like if they just made changes in the future.
It's not that sweeping, but people are
acting
saying
like
that it is because it's not been done before.
Mm-hmm.
Since the introduction of mandatory minimum sentences at the federal level, they have not reduced them by any, you know, sort of measure like what they're proposing
here. I thought this was only in regards to enhanced sentences with, like, there's something called, I think it was 850. Is 851? Or am I thinking of an entire
851 is the three strikes law at the federal level.
Right. Is that not what they're talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
Three strikes is mandatory life in prison.
Okay, I thought that's
no
what
possibility
were referring
of parole.
Here.
No,
this is something else.
They're just talking about, and according to the Marshall Project, the biggest immediate impact of the bill would be felt by nearly 2,600 federal prisoners convicted of crack offenses before 2010. That's the year that Congress, in the so-called Fair Sentencing Act, reduced a huge disparity in punishment between crack cocaine and powdered cocaine. The First Step Act would make that reform retroactive.
So that so this would, in its current form, affect people who have already been sentenced in the case of the crack.
Only the people convicted of crack before 2010,
mm-hmm.
because when they wound up doing, you know, basically saying that crack cocaine gets treated the same as powder cocaine, then, you know, they didn't make retroactive those sentences then. This would, at least on that. They say with crack's prevalence in many black neighborhoods in the 1980s, the crack penalty hit African Americans much harder than white powder cocaine users. That disparity has been a major example of the Russian the racial imbalance in the criminal justice system. Writing in USA Today, Cotton called for other types of reforms, tougher sentencing for dangerous drug crimes, cutting down the number of criminal laws and creating a transparent database that lists all of them.
So wait, it adds sentencing to certain drug crimes?
No, this is what Senator Tom Cotton wants.
Oh, this is what
he wants.
He's the
jackhole that says, it's going to wind up freeing all the rapists!
I see.
He wants tougher sentences. Now, one thing that I would wind up agreeing here is cut down the number of laws and have a database that lists all of them. That's never going to go anywhere, though.
This is, know what all the laws are.
I've got an excerpt here from Gingrich's article that appeared in the Washington Post. He says, the First Step Act does not grant so-called early release to dangerous, high-risk, violent criminals. It does allow the BOP, Bureau of Prisons, to move certain minimum and low-risk inmates to lower security detention regimes, which could include halfway houses, home confinement, or supervised release if the circumstances warrant. There's a little bit more here. We'll get back into your story as well. On this possible sentencing reform coming soon.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Federal sentencing reform controversy. People all a tizzy about this First Step Act, acting as though rapists are going to be released into the streets, and that seems like it's pretty hyperbolic and not really true, but we're analyzing according to, the Washington Post?
Washington Post. They ran some statements from Senator Tom Cotton through the fact checker.
And Cotton is against this First yes. Step Act, while a lot of people on both sides of the political structure are actually in favor of this.
Yes. The bill, having already passed through the U.S. House,
with a super
360
majority.
To 59.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Now it's just waiting for a vote in the Senate.
And they need to get it done this year or else they have to start on it all over again.
Correct.
So we'll tell you more about that. Your calls, of course, and thoughts are welcome here as well. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And thank you to Tom, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. AMP meaning advertise, market, and promote. It's our little program where you can back the show up for $5 a month and help us get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. In fact, we'll be welcoming a new station a little bit later on tonight to our lineup of 190-plus radio stations coast to coast. If you'd like to see us on 300 or 400 stations, then help us with the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there with credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, also special subscribers sections on our Discord chat. Just go to ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the phone, he's Fred in Greenville, South Carolina, listening online through TuneIn. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, it's Brad from Greenville, SC. Yeah, so the reason why I'm calling is because I had an idea for a business, and I'm not going to go into it. I'm going to get right to the point here. Recently, a friend told me that my business isn't going to be in cohorts with government regulation as far as selling biological products. And here's the thing. I think that that's bull crap because there is already a website that does something like what I want to do. But this young lady on FawnFancyBits.com is able to sell the actual discharge.
All right, I don't know if I want to find out what it is you're going to say there. And, in fact, I kind of heard what you were saying. So we're just not going to talk about that, Fred. I don't know why you keep calling with that. I've already told you that, unfortunately, there's just certain things that, you know, we can't get into on talk radio.
Right.
So I'd like to invite Fred there to call in on our after show, which we have launched over the last couple of weeks. It's called Freer Talk Live. In fact, it's going to be going on tonight at 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Chris, you're welcome to stay if you want. I didn't mention it to you in advance, but it will be happening. If not, that's fine. You know, it's up to you. So kind of surprised and sprung this on you. But we've got this Twitch-only after show that we've done now for a couple of weeks on Tuesday, and we're doing it tonight as well. So that will be no FCC censorship on that particular program. And so if you want to talk about whatever the fancy bits that he was about to tell us about, which sounded like it was probably pretty explicit, then that would be the more appropriate place to have more explicit conversations, because the FCC tends to not like very much explicit sex talk.
Yes.
I think that, you know, and over the history of Free Talk Live, we've had conversations about sex. We've had conversations about some very mature topics, and I intend to continue doing that. But to talk about discharge from a certain area of the body is basically exactly what the FCC does not want discussed in any kind of prurient or...
Yeah, nobody needs to know about snot rockets.
Well, I don't think it was snot, Daryl. Maybe you didn't hear what he was saying.
Oh, no, I heard what he was saying. I'm just trying to, you know, go a completely different way with it.
You could probably get away with talking about discharge from somebody's nose, but even then, the FCC gets all upset about any discussions regarding bodily fluids or sexual...
Of which snot is one.
Yeah, exactly. Or sexual contact between people, so... It's one thing to discuss issues about sex. It's one thing to discuss relationships, maybe problems that people have in relationships. And if we can do things in a clinical manner when it comes to, you know, certain issues, we will try. But this person who's been calling in almost nightly, I don't know if he called in on your Thursday night show, Daryl, but...
he did not.
Yeah, this guy's been calling in almost nightly and has been basically trying to either skirt the line or cross the line as far as being... what the FCC might describe as indecent or obscene, and we just can't do it. And I apologize about that. It's, you know, the FCC is a frustration to me as somebody who supports freedom of speech. You know, the reality is, even if it weren't for the FCC, even if the FCC were gone tomorrow, there still may be a number of our radio stations who would also be made uncomfortable by certain conversations like that. You know, news talk radio isn't generally a place where people talk in explicit terms about sex and things that come out of bodily orifices. So I hope that explains it a little bit better. If he continues to call in, I'll be continuing to be even shorter and shorter with that particular caller. We're not going to allow that to go on. So, again, if you want to have the discussion tonight, just join us at twitch.lrn.fm. That is our Twitch channel, and it will be open phones, as it always is here on Free Talk Live, but without the FCC censorship, and so we could totally have whatever that conversation was that he wanted to have. But I suspect he's not going to call tonight because he wants to get on the radio with that that sort of discussion.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll be wrong, and he will actually call it. So we'll see. Again, twitch.lrn.fm. Be sure you follow us there. As we continue here, you can bring up what you want. We've been talking about the sentencing reform of the First Step Act. Now, it hasn't been passed in the Senate yet, but it was passed, a version of it in the House.
Yes.
The U.S. House earlier this year. According to Newt Gingrich, who is apparently in favor of it, he says that the bill does not reduce sentences for current felons who have had two or three strikes for committing drug felonies or other serious federal crimes. It does reduce the mandatory minimum sentences for second and third offenses by future offenders from 20 years to 15 years and from life to 25 years, respectively. So this is barely... a first step.
The U.S. Sentencing... what is it? Commission... Yeah, U.S. Sentencing Commission, they have an 8-page document showing here's what each section of this proposed legislation would do. Here's how many people would be impacted. Here's how many people would be impacted if it were applied retroactively, which, of course, reading the summaries, almost every provision does not apply retroactively.
Yeah.
So there's only a handful of things that are retroactive, and even then, the Washington Post here, and Ian, I think you had mentioned it as well, that it would be up to the Bureau of Prisons to determine if the inmate presents a minimal or low risk of recidivism before either getting sent to a halfway house or going to home supervision.
Which isn't going to happen immediately. You know, you'll have to apply for that, and it's going to take some time.
What did it go down to? 25 years? It reduced to life to 25 years?
Well, these are for certain offenses. So mandatory minimum sentence for second and third offenses by future offenders would go from 20 years to 15 and from life to 25. So second offense, 20 to 15 years. Third offense, life down to 25
years. So the 851
years.
That you mentioned earlier, instead of life, you die here. It's you're still probably going to die here, but you could get out after 25.
And this is kind of like what I was thinking. It's like bringing up. It's like, okay, so basically for most people, it's probably going to be they're going to die in prison anyway. I mean, how many people, you know, by the third offense, you're probably going to hit 30, 35, something like that. So, you know, 35, 45, 55, 60, maybe.
The Section 851 enhancement generally, and we talked about this last night, it seems to only be applied to people that don't take plea deals on whatever the third offense is. And it doesn't matter how long ago or how minimal the first and second offenses were. The first offense could be you had a tenth of a gram of cannabis. The second offense could be the same thing. Third offense, oh, well, the feds got you on the third one, and they just want to make an example, and you don't want to take their plea deal. 851, life in prison.
You know what amazes me is a lot of these people have all they're all non-violent offenses.
Yeah,
so they're not really in.
Well, many of the people in federal prison are there for non-violent offenses. Not all of them, though.
Right. Well, no.
No, I think he's talking about the people that get hit with the 851.
Right.
Okay,
so
I don't know what 851
is an enhancement to the sentence.
It's the three strikes.
Where you get caught with some drugs and then a gun or something.
Yeah, so I smoke a little marijuana.
You're not admitting to that. You're saying in theory.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Third time I get caught, if it's a federal offense, I'm gone for life.
That's not just for felonies, these sentences? I mean, if you're just smoking
the
marijuana...
851 applies to any federal offense.
Really?
As a third strike.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments, but this so-called first step, this tiny little first step, took them 5 years just to get to this point.
Yeah.
More coming up here. Baby step.
Financial risk is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.